I think the guy for a rookie has done really well. You know, I'm not, you know, talking about, you know, this guy's headed for the Pro Bowl in his first year. I just think that from his approach, his daily approach, consistent approach, his attitude, his competitiveness every day, and then his skill set. You know, he has really good transition. He's got good quickness. He's a very competitive player, and he battles every day. And there's no question that we made the right choice there to bring him in. I think he's helped our football team.
That, of course, was head coach Bill O'Brien talking about Kevin Johnson, who's had a great camp, earning the respect of his coaches and his teammates, and I had a chance to catch up with him.
One Manning shotgun, one back. Manning, plenty of time in the pocket, throws underneath and dropped. Incomplete, fourth down. Demaryius Thomas couldn't hang on.
One, it's the rookie that's able to come up and make a nice play. And Kevin Johnson, a nice break on the football, able to get a hand in there. I think it was his left hand.
Coach O'Brien said today that, you know, he's just really pleased with what he's seeing from you in camp here and then after last week's game. What does that mean to you to hear that he says you're not only living up to expectations but exceeding them?
That, you know, it definitely means a lot. And, you know, it's, you know, exciting to hear that, you know, coming from the head man. And, you know, it's definitely motivation to, you know, keep getting better. And I know there's a lot of, you know, things I need to get better at and improve to be, you know, the player I want to be to help this team win. So, you know, it's exciting and motivating. I'm, you know, definitely keep going.
What are those things you think that you need to get better at?
You know, there's a lot. I mean, you know, everything really. I mean, it's a, you know, the NFL, it's a, you know, it's a little bit different game from college. And, you know, it's, you know, more detailed and, you know, communicating in the back end. It's a lot more communication going on. So you need to know, you know, not only what you're doing, what everyone else is doing, and a lot of shifts and motions and, you know, contacting guys after 5 yards. You know, so, you know, all those type things I need to get better at. And, you know, the more comfortable I get, the better I'll get at it.
How has that adjustment been for you to the pros from college? Tougher than you thought? Do you think you're adjusting well to it? Just how have you made that transition?
I think I've, you know, adjusted pretty well to it. But there's definitely, you know, bad habits I need to break. And, you know, that's going to happen over time. And I just need to continue to work on those things. Like I said, contacting guys after 5 yards and, you know, just communicating, just, you know, being fast and understanding the defense and being real comfortable with that stuff.
How much of a confidence builder, not to put words in your mouth, but to go against a team like Denver's, against some of those receivers, and for you to go out there and know that you're matched up against some of the best and you're able to hold your own?
It was good, you know, to get that feeling, you know, going against, you know, guys that you had seen your whole life and, you know, just going out there and, you know, just playing confident, playing my game. I try not to, you know, think about the fact that those guys were, you know, players I've been watching for a long time, and just playing my game and being confident in myself and just going out there and playing hard.
Is there someone you've kind of attached yourself to on this team, whether it's a J. Joe or one of the veterans back there in the secondary that you feel like's really kind of taken you under their wing?
Yeah, I would definitely say, you know, J. Joe and Kareem, both those guys, and even also Raheem. You know, those guys just, you know, coming in and, you know, teaching me, you know, everything I'm doing there in my ear, telling me could have done this better, I did a good job here, you know, what to expect, you know, all those different things has really been helping me a lot.
Heading into this game against the Saints, this is the one where, you know, most of the starters are going to be in there. A lot of the, it's going to be the most game-like. Just what are you looking forward to and what are you expecting to see from the Saints?
I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, that speed of the game, you know, picking up a little bit more, I think, and, you know, just going out there and getting that look from another great quarterback and, you know, good receiving core, and just trying to go out there and try and just get better every week.
You're learning a lot. You're working hard, but are you having fun?
Oh, yeah, I'm having fun. It's football. How can you not have fun?
All right, we have to take one final timeout on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll talk about the matchup against the Saints, as well as tell you about a former Texan who announced his retirement, Chris Myers. Stay with us.